Now, if they could breed them and have them be little tiny, what if they could have
Oh
little
my
wee woolly?
gosh.
Oh my gosh,
You could have one in your house.
I would be for that.
A
Like the
little,
little mini cows they have now.
yes.
If
Yeah,
they
I
could
love the
do a
mini
little,
cows. A mini woolly mammoth.
a mini woolly mammoth.
Boogie could put one out on its farm and we could go pet
We could make a
it.
petting zoo out there. Okay, wow.
Boogie, boogie, boogie. Listen, if
Listen.
they bring back woolly mammoths, would you
Yeah.
get one
Would
and
you
put
get
on your
one?
farm so that we could come pet it?
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody, welcome to Designer Cornbread. We are episode 109 this week, and Joni Shank is on fall break.
She is, and she just got out the tub.
I did, y'all. I'm sick. It always happens as soon as I get out of school. I can't get sick during the school year.
I hate that,
and I have
Joni.
sick days, and I could take, you know, it's as soon as I get off, it's like my body goes, yeah, we're done here.
Yeah, we're done.
Stop. And
Your immune system goes on a
here's
break.
Every virus that you could possibly want to have, boom.
It's all been stored up in your body, just waiting to
it
like come
started.
out.
Well, Sunday I was at church and John Garrett and his girlfriend were here and we took them to lunch and all of a sudden my eyes started itching. My whole face
Oh.
started itching. I thought, oh, I'm having an allergic reaction to something. And anyway, I came in and I said, y'all, I'm taking a couple of Benadryl out, you know. Have a safe trip back. Glad you're here.
Yeah, have
I'm going
fun.
to
I'm
bed,
out.
you know. And I did, and it knocked me out. And then all of a sudden, all the like cold symptoms started after that. So I don't know. But so
That's
here I
stupid.
am. I know
I
it's
said the S word.
stupid. Yeah, the S word.
No, wait, it was the I word.
It's
E
the E
word.
word.
What was
The
the E
E
word?
word. Yeah, the
Idiot.
E word.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, aside from being sick, what else is going on? What else? How was your week last week?
Okay.
Or whatever. You tell us whatever you want to tell
Well,
us.
I had a new experience that you were going to appreciate that I had this new experience, but let me back it up some. So I knew that last week was just going to be a stressful week because on Wednesday we had about 80 people
Oh,
that had
that's
signed
right.
up for the Wednesday night meal. And then Thursday we were making foods for an elementary school's harvest festival. And we had to prep for breakfast. We were doing breakfast for about, I'm going to say 70 people. Yeah, it was a lot. So, and that meant that we had to cook Thursday. It meant that I was going to have to be up at the school at like 6 a.m. to get, you know, everything started. Anyway, I knew it was going to be a crazy week. So let me just say this about the week. We are going to be a dual enrollment class, which means that they can get college credit for taking my class. So does that make me a college professor?
I feel like it does,
I feel like
Joni.
it does.
I feel like it
Suck
does.
it, Boogie.
Take that, John. Everyone's like, what are these?
So I know.
What is your problem? Why do they hate him? We don't. He's our brother and we can
We just
harass
pick on
him.
him
Okay,
quite
carry on.
frequently. It makes
Carry
us
on.
happy.
It does.
Anyway, so this had been in the works, and the last thing that I heard about it, though, was about a month ago, and my CTE director said, well, we've got to get all the class codes changed, and that's going to have to come from IT, and I don't know when this will start, but, you know, whatever. The next thing, so Thursday, I mean, busy day. We've had busy day Wednesday. Thursday, we've got, you know, a million different projects going. And that's when TCAT, which is the Tennessee technological thing, that's when I get a knock on my door. And there's a woman standing there with a little computer. And she said, hi, I'm so-and-so from TCAT. And I'm here to sign your students up for the dual enrollment.
Not
And I
today.
was like, oh, today's a terrible day. She said, I'm sorry, but we just have to do it. I had
Okay.
no idea they were coming. I had
They don't give you any warning at
no
all?
warning. I had nothing. Nothing. And okay. I'm like, okay. She was like, it won't take them long to sign up, but doing the grant information is going to do, that's going to take longer. And I was like, I'm going to die mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no time frame for this. No,
you're teaching a class. You're actually already doing other things.
Right. Gosh. So anyway, so that was my day Thursday. And then Friday, it was the whole crazy, you know, breakfast for everybody mm-hmm. running mm-hmm. back and forth, taking, you know, it just was crazy.
Physically, that's a lot.
And shutting down the kitchen for fall break. So we had to get everything cleaned up and then get everything shut down. And, you know, anyway. Yeah, it was.
And you're wondering why you're sick right now.
I know.
You're like, I don't know why. My body's like, nope.
Yeah. My body says, yeah, we're done here.
We're shutting down.
So I had a couple things that I did. So Tuesday, I knew it was going to be stressful. And there was a little thing at my beloved Flourish that I have talked about for my butt pellet, you know.
Yes.
They have an ozone sauna.
Oh, I've heard of this. Did you do it?
I did the ozone sauna. Oh, I did the ozone sauna.
Y'all, so high tech.
On Tuesday. I am so thrilled about this. And I even had, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, I kind of feel bad for Flourish because they really focus on healing the cell. You know, I mean, healing the inside.
Right.
You can't see that on the cellular level. You can't see that working, you know? And so, but I will say this. I mean, it was awesome. But I have like these little dry places I have one on my arm, one on my shoulder. And after I got out of that sauna, I didn't notice it. But about 2 days later, I went, these things are smaller. These have gone down. So I'm just saying, I know. Yeah.
Now explain what it was. What happened? What did you do?
Okay. So it is this big, like, it looks like, do you remember Mork and Mindy and his little egg that he got in? So that's kind of what it looks like, is the Mork from Ork.
So a big coffin. Egg. You're getting in a big coffin egg.
No. Ooh. Yeah. No, not really. I mean, your head's sticking out.
Your head's out.
Yeah. Your head's out. Yeah. Your whole body. So your head's out.
Okay.
And you sit on this little platform. And they put ozone like in front of your face.
Wait. I have to picture it. So you're in this thing and just your head is sticking out the top and you're sitting.
Uh-huh. I was like a chicken hatching out.
That's what I feel like I've seen this on I Love Lucy. Didn't Lucy and Ethel get in some kind of machines and their heads were sticking out?
They may have. That may have been.
I'm envisioning some kind of beauty treatment sauna thing and just their heads were sticking out.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so, I would have paid so much money to see that.
Well, they stick this and then they put they put the oxygen right in front of your face too.
Oh, I love that.
And yeah. So the whole thing was great, but it is good. So here's what it is. And these are the things that it does. Mm-hmm. Transdermal ozone. Anyway, so here are the benefits. Ozone is known to inactivate viruses, bacteria. Maybe I need to go get it.
I was going to say, maybe it brought it all out.
Inactivate viruses, bacteria, yeast, fungi, parasites, and protozoa. Mm. Stimulate the immune system and speed healing. Man, I need to go get back in it.
Well, listen.
Clean arteries and veins, improving circulation. Oxidize toxins, normalize hormone and enzyme production. Mm-hmm. Reduce inflammation, reduce pain, calm nerves, improve brain function and memory, scavenge free radicals.
Oh, yeah.
And activate the immune system. All right. Plus, and then it's got, I mean, all these things, what pure oxygen breathing does. Mm-hmm. You can get the CO2 carbonic acid, the infrared lights.
I got to get me them lights. Them lights are supposed to be
essential,
real good.
Yeah. Essential oil infusions, the LED light and colors. I mean, it is just anti-aging, detox, wellness. I mean, the whole thing, I've got a whole paper on it that is just outstanding.
Okay.
And
I'm doing it.
But a while back they had a sale on it and I had the app and so anyway, I got it and I went ahead and bought it. And then I scheduled it specifically for this week because I knew it was going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So after school, I went over and did that on Tuesday, and it was fabulous. Mm. But meanwhile, they also had a sale on this facial. For the first time in my life, you will be so proud of me. I got the Ozone facial.
I am so proud of you.
The only thing I did not do the dermaplaning. But yeah, this
I'm scared
was
of that.
Sort of,
I'm scared of that a little bit. But
had like microdermabrasion. It did have the microdermabrasion.
Mm. Okay, listen. So your whole skin, all that stuff has been taken off your face. Have you been red?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. So Thursday, though, I booked that one for Thursday after my sauna on Tuesday.
Okay, you had a whole spa week.
I did. I had a whole spa week.
I love it.
That facial, y'all, I have never in my life been so relaxed.
Oh, my God.
I mean, never in my life. First, you get up on the table and she's got a little heated pad underneath it, which, you know, was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And then just all this stuff on the face. She used all kinds of stuff on my face. Mm. And I walked out of there. I mean, my face right now, I wish you could feel it. It is so soft.
I bet.
So hydrated. It is, y'all.
What a great thing to do going after summer before the real dry of winter, just to get your skin all prepped.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was fabulous.
Okay.
And here's some good news. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have talked about having them on our podcast before, the people, because everything is natural.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it is everything they do there. And y'all, if you knew, and we're going to talk about this with them, all the stuff that the drugs and the environment and the foods and everything are putting into our bodies.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So we're going to talk with them whenever you can get down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had approached them with it a couple of weeks back. So when I went for the sauna, she says to me, she said, "Hey, you had talked about having us on your podcast. Is that still a thing?" And I said, "Absolutely." Mm-hmm. I said, "Here's the thing. Holly's daughter's getting married in November, and then we have Christmas. So it will probably be January or be after Christmas.
I think that'd
Christmas
be a great New Year.
Before we can,
thing.
Before we can do this. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Holly wants to come down so we can just go to the high school and do all this. Mm-hmm. And I said, but I'm going to make her come get in this sauna before
I would love to do that.
And she said, I'll give her a free sauna. When she comes down. So I scored you a free sauna.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice of them. I totally would pay for it. Oh,
I scored you a free sauna.
Thank you. Well, we'll split yours or something like that because you'll have to have one too. So I was just thinking that when you were describing all that, I'm like, okay. When I was literally like, when we come down to do that with them, I'll make sure I'm there long enough for us to, you know, have a little treatment or two. Have a little treatment session. Oh, I'm a facial too. I'll get a facial.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need it so bad too because I'm telling you
that winter.
We gotta get all that.
I am telling
you. Off.
I mean, y'all, it is fabulous. I don't know if you live anywhere around Savannah. Look, go to Flourish.
Sounds amazing. It sounds like they really know what they're doing, and I'm super excited to get to talk with them.
It is, and I will say this. You know, when I have my biggest block to doing any of this stuff is I'm like, okay, is this selfish of me? Is this, I could be spending money on something else.
Right.
But y'all, here's the deal. I am serving at church. I'm teaching school. I am doing all of this stuff. For me to be able to keep going and keep doing, you got to take care of yourself.
Yep. You got to put your mask on first. That's what they tell you in the airplane.
Because you ain't
doing nobody any good if we're all frazzled and at the end of our rope and we can't deal, you will not be able to do any of it.
And that's about where I get at this point in my semester is just, you know, when you're dreading serving your church, you got to do something. You got to step back. And I'm not saying I dread serving church, but it's just like another thing on the calendar, another thing to, you know, it's just
That's amazing. It's like, you know, that's true. And the saying that I've, you know, that some of you have probably also heard, and I would say it applies here slightly different way, but it's the saying, it's like pay your farmer now or pay the doctor later.
Yeah, right.
And it's kind of that idea of, you know, people complain about, and I listen, I don't eat all organic, none of that. I am not the poster child for that. I do try to pay attention to some things. I'm making some small changes in the meat I get and all the things. Okay. Yeah. But I'm by no means the poster child for it. But the idea is, you know, when we, and it's hard right now because prices are so insane, but, you know, people complain a lot about, well, you know, healthy food's so expensive and organic is expensive and all that. And it's kind of that saying of, you know, you can pay the farmer now or you're going to pay the doctor later. Yeah.
And we can see that a lot more expensive.
Oh, a lot more. And we can see that as a country, that the health epidemic of poor health is astonishing. And if you compare it to other countries, it's astonishing.
We were actually talking about this in my class the other day, and I was talking about all the hormones that they put in chickens and all this stuff. And I said, y'all, I know it's expensive. I said, chicken, the hormone filled chicken is crazy expensive. Your organic chicken is even more expensive. I said, but if you can afford all natural organic chicken, I am telling you to go with that option, because what we're seeing, one of the things that we're seeing with all the hormones that are in the chickens is that these kids are starting to go through puberty a lot earlier. And I said, for example, really, you should go through puberty around 13, 14 years old. And I said, and now we're seeing girls start their periods at 10 years old.
Oh, it's nine now.
And well, that's what a girl raised her hand, and she was like, nine. She was like, really, 13 or 14? And I said, yeah. She said, Ms. Shank, I started my period when I was 9 years old.
Nine, guys, listen, 9 years old. What grade are you in when you're 9 years old, Joni? Is that fourth?
Fourth, maybe.
Fourth or fifth? That's like fourth grade.
I think it's fourth grade.
Imagine being in fourth grade and you are starting your period.
No.
And there's no, it actually blows my mind. I've been doing a lot of, you know, I have for a while, you know, paid attention to this stuff, but now even more, it's in the news. Thankfully, there's some political stuff going on that I have to get, but there's some people, let's get the conversation going, right?
Yeah,
let's talk about it, because our health and the health of our children and as a country is so important, because if we don't have that, we can't take care of ourselves. You know, we are already seeing it. We're just going to pay a huge price. But I cannot imagine fourth grade. That would absolutely have put me in the.
Can you imagine? No, I know. I was still like playing with the boys and play kickball.
Yeah, that's a good. You know, that's a good point.
So you, anyway, I'm excited for them to come be on our podcast.
I'm very excited.
So right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I've got a lot of questions. You're going to have a lot of questions. I mean, it is. I'm really excited. So
me too. And one of the things that you said real quickly, and I forgot, was about the meat, because you were talking about the organic. And I've heard several other people, again, I've heard, you know, do your research, but talking about if there's one thing you can change, because we can't do it all. Listen, I get it.
Yeah.
But the food wise is to, like you said, like a hormone doctors, endocrinologists are saying, get off the regular store-bought hormone-filled meat. We've switched to Butcher Box a few months back, and it's been several months now. We don't, you know, again, now it's just the two of us too. It's not that bad. Yeah. Because I just decided with my hormone, I was like, I don't want to be putting, and I've gotten on natural products a long time ago on a lot of things. Yeah. Not again, I'm not the poster child, but years and years ago, you know, stopped doing a lot of the fragrance, stopped doing a lot of the stuff that puts the fake estrogens and things in you that are messing all of us up. So little steps, but the meat, that was a good point that you made. I'm like, so just maybe one thing. So exciting. I'm so excited. We're going to have a whole little healthy podcast situation. I will have a lot of questions. I'm really excited to hear from them. So I know this will be months away, guys, but just hang on. We're going to do it. Maybe if it can be earlier, that's fine. I'm just saying, you know, it's not looking great.
Well, I just think, and they're probably going to be
they're
busy
booked
too.
And I feel like the new year is such a great time, because we all do start to think about health. What this year am I going to, you know, make a priority? What do I really want to kind of learn about and focus on? So I think that'll be perfect. So excellent. Okay. The only thing I just have that's random before we talk about football, that I saw on the interwebs was that scientists are trying to bring back woolly mammoths.
Okay.
How do we feel about this? How do we feel about it?
Well, I think I would love to see one, but
yeah,
are we prepared for it? That would be my question, is are we, yeah, we prepared for it?
Yeah, I feel like.
And there are, look, there are things that, some things went extinct maybe for as a God gift.
Maybe the Lord was like, hey, you know.
You know, I don't know, but there are things like, why are we messing with this? And we talked on our podcast at one point about them letting alligators, bringing alligators into Pickwick Lake to control the beaver population.
Oh my,
I'm like,
gosh.
I think there are other ways that we could control the bit besides putting all our water skiers and tubers at risk.
And change the whole ecosystem when you do that. When you put another alpha predator in there, all of a sudden it's like, who knows? All you need to do is have a good old beaver hunt season and let them bubbas get out there one weekend a year.
I don't understand that.
I don't know.
We just leave well enough alone here.
Listen, I feel like saying, guys, have you not seen Jurassic Park? Do you not understand? Have we not seen what happens in these movies when you start bringing
and
back stuff?
And then they start like putting more wolves out in different places. And I'm like, you know, guys, they kind of went away for a reason here. I don't know.
Well, the wolves were overhunted. The wolves were were massively overhunted because they were killing cattle and little things like that. So that is a whole man-made kind of one of the problems. But I feel like bringing back, they're going to use like the DNA and the permafrost. They found some DNA. And like, we're talking like in South Dakota, North Dakota. Again, I'm like you. I'm like, wow. As a kid, I always thought woolly mammoths were super cool. But I'm like, why do we want to bring that? Like, sometimes I feel like science needs to not just ask the question, can we? But they need to ask why and should we? And why would we do this? Just because we can? Or again,
I mean, where
I would like
put
a cure to Alzheimer's. I'm just saying. Let's just speak about the truth. I would like, not that these are different science, I'm not, but you know, are we bringing back the woolly mammoth? Again, I love the woolly mammoth. I think they're very cool. But like you said, that's kind of what they're all like. I don't know, you know, what would that do to the whole
ecosystem? You know, it is. I mean,
these are massive, like grass-eating, like elephants.
They are massive.
Anyway.
And then you've got all the animal rights activists who are going to get involved of, you can't put them here, you can't put them there, you need to do, you know, I mean, I don't know that this is.
Do we know
anything
about their grazing pattern, their territory, how much food they need? What's it going to do to the little precious bison that are trying to make it, you know, that we're finally getting back? Like, sometimes you need to leave well enough alone. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, if they could breed them and have them be little tiny, what if they could have little wee woolly? Oh my gosh.
You could have one in your house.
I would be for that.
A little,
like the little mini cows they have now.
Yes. If they could do a mini woolly mammoth.
A mini woolly mammoth?
Boogie could put one out on its farm and we could go pet it.
We could make a petting zoo out there. Okay.
Boogie, listen. If they bring back woolly mammoths, would you get one on your farm so that we could come pet it?
Please. Just one.
I'll send you cookies.
I'll
even make you Oreo balls for that one.
We'll do the fly spray on and everything. We'll take care of it.
We will. We'll go out and spray the woolly mammoth.
Oh, we could brush it and braid its little hair.
Put some beads up in it. Little fairy string.
Of course. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm all for it now. Bring it back.
All right.
That was my random tip. Okay, football. What do you got for us?
Not much, because I didn't watch much football this weekend.
I didn't as much either, but a little bit.
We had things going on, didn't we? But Mississippi State did, they did pretty good against Georgia.
Listen, I'm proud of them.
Yeah, I'm hoping we've turned a corner. I really, really am hoping that we've figured it out.
I think you can say we definitely have. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, there's not going to be stutter steps and all the things.
Yeah.
But I mean, last week against, or 2 weeks ago against Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they weren't terrible.
No, I said they'd improved a lot.
They
and
had.
This was, I mean, we stayed right there with Georgia.
It was a 10-point game.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it was like, because I didn't start watching it till like partway in the third quarter, because mm-hmm. we had stuff mm-hmm. going on. And I'd flipped from another game because I wasn't going to watch, really, because I'm like, I'm not going to watch the whole Mississippi, Georgia. I mean, let's be honest.
It's going to be a blowout. I know. I mean, I was like, I don't even want to, you know, it's going to be like 60-7 or something. You know, I just was like, yeah, I don't think.
So I wasn't super stoked about it. And it was at Georgia, but I finished with some game and I flipped over there. And it was I think it was maybe by then a 13, I don't know, but I watched and it was a 10-point game, a two possession 10-point game. And I was like, what in the world? And so I watched till the end, and of course Georgia scored again. So then they went up and it was whatever, 41-24 or something. Mm-hmm. But then under 2 minutes to go, State scored again. They didn't give up. Again, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for you're not going to, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you never know.
You never know.
Winning, but
I mean, look at 2 weeks ago, or was it just last week? It was last week that.
Exactly. Yeah. But the point was they did not stop.
Right.
They kept rolling right away and they scored and then they made it back to the 10-point game. And I'm sorry, against like number four, Georgia, to stay within 10 points at Georgia down there at their home field. I was quite thrilled. And then one of the little stories that the sideline little reporter lady was telling about, she was on the Mississippi State side. And I tell you what, too, the commentators and everyone, they had nothing but great stuff to say.
Yeah.
About State. They were like, Jeff Lebby, and he's really trying to create this culture. And they were very, very pro, like, positive about it, which, you know, I feel like they don't always get.
I just think, you know, at the beginning of the season, and I said this about all the teams, not just Mississippi State, but everything I watched, I was like, this is undisciplined.
Uh-huh.
And, but yeah, it was, they are looking more like an SEC team and a disciplined football team.
And the gal on the sideline was saying how, you know, because their starting quarterback got hurt in like the first or second game. What's his name? It starts with an S. Anyway, some dude. And he got hurt. So he has a shoulder injury. He's out the rest of the season. And so the quarterback in this time is a true freshman. But backup quarterback, like, again, this is a backup quarterback, true freshman, who's getting out there and scoring 31 points against Georgia, who's supposed to have one of the best defenses in the league. And then, but what she was talking about, she was like the quarterback, Shapen. It might be Shapen.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, it's something. And she said, you know, he's over there on the sideline and he's got his shoulder in a sling. You know, he's not going to play, but he's with that Van Buren, the little quarterback. He's like, he's with him every time he's on the sideline. He's talking with them. He's helping them. He's communicating with them. Like, he was there just being a real leader for that younger player. Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And apparently these guys really love each other. Like, this is this commentator saying that this team, they'd love each other.
And that's what makes a big difference. Yeah.
And I just was thrilled. So that, yes, that was a very, very good outcome. Lots of close games. This, a lot of like kind of 2-point kind of LSU beat Ole Miss.
Yeah. Tennessee and Florida went into overtime.
Did they really? The SEC right now, I'm telling you, Oklahoma and Texas played. Now they're new in the SEC, but, you know, it was just another crazy weekend. Mm-hmm. I have a spicy uniform award.
Okay, tell us.
You'll be excited to know. It's not in the SEC. I do occasionally see other games. So we turned on Ohio State and the Oregon Ducks, because I think that's where game day was, even in the morning. Okay. So, and let me tell you what. Spicy Uniform Award goes to the Oregon Ducks, which I must say was quite a surprise, because of all the uniforms, I very much do not care for the
Oregon
aesthetic.
Ducks. Yeah.
The yellow, bright yellow and the bright green. It's a lot. I don't like it. But today, on the Saturday, they did not have that obnoxious outfits on. They had, again, anytime you're going to wear all black, pretty much I'm going to be like, huh? They had on all black uniforms. And then their helmets, Joni, had silver, like duck feathers going up the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. They had silver, cool feathers. And then on the, like, kind of the shoulder, you know, I like a good embellishment. You know, I like a good embellishment. They had kind of these silver, it looked like to me, like what you'd look like little tire treads, kind of like, I don't know, like, or I don't know how to explain it, by like a little tire tread kind of stitching all across their shoulders. And then there were the some striping, and then the numbers, I believe, were like silver, but they had that kind of Oregon duck green outline on them.
Oh, I'll have to go look at that. That does sound
serious. Good. It's worth looking at, because when it's so different, when a team, you know, goes so different from their, and I don't know what, you know, the reason for doing it, maybe just because they were playing Ohio State. I have no idea, but they looked really good. I saw that Tim had it on, and I looked over and I'm like, what? I said, what's on their helmets? And he said, I think those are like the duck feathers kind of like squirting up. And I was real impressed. So they definitely get the Spicy Uniform Award. And as always, I might as well just throw in my yearly mention, my yearly rant of the irritation of particularly Ohio State and their ugly helmets and their ugly stickers and all the stickers all over their stupid helmets that look like marijuana leaves. And I'm just every year.
Yeah.
And here was the Oregon Ducks looking fire, and y'all looked not good. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, okay. Yeah. And there you have the color commentary from Molly Broyles.
Ooh, it's getting spicy. Oh, man. Okay, what else? What are we up to? Are we, let's see, what time is it? Oh, we're doing pretty good. I'm ready for your recipe if you're ready. Yeah,
well,
I'm ready.
Okay. Last week I told you I would do my chicken gnocchi.
Oh, that's
Holly has found out gnocchi.
I'm in my gnocchi era. Mm-hmm.
And she's now addicted to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So I've got a really good chicken gnocchi soup. So first of all, you are going to cook about 3 boneless, skinless chicken breast, however you want to do it. Just cook them up, dice them, whether you boil it, Instapot them, grill them, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
So 3 boneless, skinless chicken breast, and then cooked and diced. And then you're going to chop up a stalk of celery, half of a white onion chopped or diced, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
2 teaspoons of minced garlic and half a cup of shredded carrots. Get a tablespoon of olive oil and just saute those up until they're, you know, good and tender.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would wait and add your garlic there toward the end, though, because garlic cooks really fast. So I would cook your carrots and your onions. And
first. Yeah. Otherwise, the garlic gets too done and it's not.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So then come in and do your garlic. All right. To that, you are going to add 4 cups of chicken broth. And add some salt and pepper just to taste, 1 teaspoon of thyme, and bring that to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put in 16 ounces of your gnocchi. Gnocchi, if you're not familiar with gnocchi, that is like a potato dumpling, basically.
Mm-hmm. And they're little.
It's not, when I say dumpling, it's not like your, you know, Cracker Barrel chicken and dumplings. Mm-hmm. It's just a little round little.
It almost looks and feels like pasta. It's kind of a pasta. Yeah.
And it reminds me, the shape of it reminds me, you know, those little pasta shells. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, that's kind of the shape of it.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But you can find it at your grocery store. It's usually right there with your pasta actually. So, and it's in a box. Okay. So you're going to cook that probably in that chicken broth for about 10 minutes. Just let that gnocchi get, I would bring it to a boil and then turn it down, let it boil for 2 or 3 minutes and then turn it down and let it simmer, you know, for 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Then come in with 2 cups of half and half and a cup of fresh spinach.
I love a good creamy spinachy sort of soup.
Mm. And then cook that for, you know, a couple more minutes until your spinach is tender, and voila, you have chicken gnocchi soup.
That's easy.
That's it.
That's so good.
It sounds so good.
I was going to say, today it got cool. Finally, it was back to 80, 85 over the last few days this weekend. Of course, when we're moving stuff and huffing all around. But it's cool today. Like I went out and it was unexpectedly cool. And now I'm like, that
it's
soup sounds.
It's soup. It is here too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soup. Soup is too. And I will say this too. You could do heavy whipping cream instead of half and half. If you wanted a little creamier.
Okay.
You could do that or do, you know, a cup of half and half and a cup of heavy whipping cream.
Mm-hmm. Or anyway, if you don't have half and half, do some whipping cream and milk, like just, you know, if you don't have it, it's okay.
And I've been known to put some sherry in mine too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I like that.
Oh my gosh. That sounds great. A nice creamy, chickeny, dumplingy spinach kind of situation. Yum. Put that with some garlic bread or just some, you know, I don't even know. That's all you really need is some garlic bread and some cheese and you're like good to go. So, or just with that Italian crunchy bread, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Soup. I love it. Awesome. Okay. It's also your turn for top three.
Top three.
I do know that. And I am prepared.
Look at us. We're doing so much better. I know. Guys.
I know. okay. So my top three today, my first is the Republic of Tea has pumpkin spice tea. And Ron gets mad because we overdo pumpkin spice. He says he won't do any of it, but I like a good pumpkin spice tea at this time of the year. And especially right now that I am sick. I've been drinking a lot of it. So Republic of Tea, pumpkin spice tea. And then my next is going to be that Hokkat Ozone sauna that I talked about already.
Yeah.
And my third one is going to be the facial.
You're the cheer pants.
What? I had talked about it, but those are my favorite. That's my
you're
weekly.
Right. No, and that's fair. That's fair. Those would be my favorite too if I had all those treatments done. You're exactly right.
I'm telling you.
That's absolutely fair. So I love it. I think it did. It sucked all the
toxins out.
Yeah. And then they come to, and actually that's kind of a thing. Like I remember I haven't had a ton of facials, but a few, and like back in college and stuff, I remember my girlfriend and I think we went and got them before some formal was coming up. And, but we were like, you got to get it enough ahead of time because a lot of those, especially, you know, now what you had sounds like it was more of a, exfoliating moisturizing thing, but back in the day everything was just about sucking the toxin, you know. But it would bring the stuff out to the surface. Like a lot of times you would break out almost after you, some people would, after you had a facial like that, a deep cleansing, a pore thing, because it would like suck it all to the surface and then you break out. So if you're getting it like the day of or the day before your event, you're like, oh no. So we didn't do that, but so maybe that's what happened to your body in the little Mork Mindy pod, was it sucked everything to the surface, all the viruses that were in there, and they came out, and now you're sick.
And now I'm sick.
You're not a very good advertiser at the
moment.
I
need to go.
I must
no,
say.
No, I'm saying I need to go back and get it and get the get the sauna. Anyway, hey, what's that thing you want me to do to get all my little blonde peach fuzz? What's that called?
Microder? Oh, you got to. You got it. It's called. It's a fancy word for shave your face.
Yeah.
It's microderm. It's microderm. Microblading. Microderming.
They do that.
Oh, yeah.
Microderming. They do that. So
you laughed at me and I'm like, listen, sister, this is what people are doing. This is what we are all doing now.
I know. But
and
I'm telling you, it's going to come back thicker and whiskery.
Joni, do I have a beard? And shut up.
I've been meaning to talk to you.
Do I have any situation happening? I mean, telling
you. Sometimes you get the stash.
I shave it right on off. I shave it right on off. I have my little thing and I can take care of that situation right there. Okay.
I don't know, but they do that at Flourish. So, you know,
that's fine, but you can also get the stuff and do it at home.
Donna, if you're listening to this podcast, you might need to go ahead and make me an appointment. So she'll just shut up.
That's right. This is a different Donna.
Buzz.
Is this
yeah,
your
it's a different Donna?
Oh,
this is not
you have
my
two
sister.
Donnas?
Donna Alexander is the manager. She's one of the owners, but she.
Okay. No, you 100% need to get that done, but not, and again, not to take business away from them, but that is something you can do at home. But it'd be nice maybe the first time to get it done there.
You
I know,
know
you don't,
me.
And you don't do anything.
You know me. No, I'm going to have to go to Flourish and get this done.
I understand.
Anyway,
I support
the professionals.
That. I support that. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's good to
but
know.
But I'll put a link. I'll put a link to Flourish, and people can check it out and on our webpage. And they have.
Yeah, and if you don't, again, if you don't, you know, not all of us are going to be within the Savannah, Tennessee vicinity. But and hopefully, when we do, I hate to keep making y'all wait for months. But when we do speak with them, I think they'll give us one of that questions would be to give us some good guidelines for picking a place in our area. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some give us some insights into how, or, you know, I'm sure most of us can find something like this. What's it called? It's Flourish. What do they call themselves? Do they call themselves a natural?
It's medical? Wellness.
It's a wellness. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I know I've definitely seen a lot of those, but it's not a medical spa. It's not it's a wellness kind of thing.
I mean, they do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Hang on. They do like these IVs.
Yeah. Vitamin IVs, B12
IVs. Ozone IVs or oxygen. I don't know. They do.
Oh, I want that. Joni, I want that IV, that oxygen IV right up in me.
Yeah.
Plug me in. Put it in there.
Ozone therapy. I mean, that is that they do the lymphatic therapy.
Oh, I need that too. I need that too. I'm going to have to be there for a week and a half.
I know.
I'm
going
to have to be there to get all the things.
They do they have a medical weight loss thing that they do, and the bioidentical hormone therapy, the colon cleansing thing.
I'll do that while I'm at your house.
No.
I'm doing that at your house. Joni.
Anyway, yeah, I am. Y'all, the ozone therapy. I mean, I'm really very interested in all of this. I keep going. I keep looking at all the material going, okay, what I know. Can I do next?
She's
can
literally, next? She guys, they've created a monster. They've created a monster here. She's going to be our on the go reporter for this. And I love it. I love it. So excellent.
Anyway,
well, and you know, it's been a good catch up with everybody. Hope everyone's having a really good, was there anything else you needed to say? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you had some other thing. But hope everyone's having a great week. The weather's finally turning nicely and it feels like fall. And, so yeah, hope you're having a good week.
Tis autumn,
autumn in New York.
Who sings that?
A lot of people. Ella Fitzgerald.
Letter.
Huh? What?
I said letter.
You know what? Why don't you just go to Flourish and get a colon
I'm
cleanse?
Going to Flourish.
Why don't you get a
Flourish
cleanse?
And get this cold. I need this cold cleanse.
Anyway. All right, guys. We will talk to you next week. Until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See ya, corn dip.
I was all going to say see ya, cornbread, but then I remembered you say the see ya. But maybe I want to say that sometimes.
You can say it.
Okay. It'll confuse us. It'll throw us all off. I really don't. Now, back in the day, that blue clay mask. You remember the blue clay mask? Blue clay.
I loved it that you could peel off. I loved the blue clay mask. Yeah. So
you're a girl.
You got to do so much. Now you're going to have a big old spa day. Is what you're going to do.
I can't wait.